Labadiena, Lietuvos draugai. Hello, dear colleagues coming from different countries. The first words were in Lithuanian. Greetings are coming from University of Latvia. We are neighbor country here. Lithuanians, of course, know. We are like brothers. And it's my pleasure to present you again a report, a rather academic report. But I'm very, very lucky that there are also teachers today visiting this conference. And there will be maybe something interesting also for teachers, and especially for physics teachers, but not only for physics teachers. On the didactics of physics, past, present, and future. My recent fields of research and development, time is running, and now I started as solid-state physicist, researcher, academician. So, but now physics is here, downstairs. I am saying that I am a theoretician, and I am working in the field of theory of systems thinking, and this is something very close, what was mentioned, where Andre told about also these problems in South Africa. Well, we need to develop really thinking, and really I'm usually saying to my students, let's think about thinking. Because it's maybe sometimes more important just to start to think about, you know, some bodies are moving and so on and so on. And then there are three, some courses. Systemology of education for, you know, at the Faculty of Education in our university. Systems thinking, this is for all students all over the university who are taking this course. This year there are about 70 students sitting and thinking about thinking. And the downstairs, systemology of general physics education. And you know, this is from my field of my interest in physics. Main guidelines of the report, along with very popular and progressive use of computer technologies in education. And this is the main topic of this conference, traditional conference. But excuse me, I would like to remember that these are only tools, and we need also some ideas for what purpose. Why do we need these tools? What we need to do? What we need to do first, but later on? It's like driving a car. First, we need also to know where to go and why. And then, of course, we need tools. And we need very serious changes within the content of secondary school physics. Content. Because content and methodology. And methodology, that's okay. More or less, we are trying to follow modern achievements and so on, and also this ICT, this also is methodology, how to educate physics. But what is the content? And the content is the same as at my school period. But time has been changing, and we need some serious changes. Ontodidactics, what does it mean? Ontodidactics, it means general theory of principle, innovative approach in education. It doesn't matter what subject. On to didactics. Didactics, we are coming from simple up to complex, and ontodidactics is just an opposite. Excuse me, if we are going all the time up to complex, it's complex already. No, 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 let's go further. Much more complex. No, you feel there are times coming that we need to look over the situation and to go another direction. To try to go from complex to simple, but at higher level. Science education always must be scientific. No, this is clear, but in real life it's not so. It's a very interesting report, and Boris told about small children. Yes, they are playing, but if we are playing games also at the university level, or we are playing games at upper secondary school level, so it's not a good way. Today, in many schools, we are playing games using very modern technologies. This tragic way. I hope that best teachers who are visiting this conference and sitting here, you are not doing this. But problem is really serious. So, and then now let's go quickly further. History, past. Excuse me, first time I heard this word, ontodidactics, when I was a doctoral student. And it was obligatory for all of us to participate. We were studying pedagogy of higher education. Well, today now, we are doing physics and only physics. But at that period of time, we were obliged also to study some other subjects. We were passing exam on philosophical exam. We were studying Hegel, all other these guys. Today we are looking all around for more simple things, and these are problems now. And this is the author, and this is publication in Russian, of course. It's 1973, and it's very, very good start point for ontodidactics in the Soviet Union. This word ontodidactics, well, if you are looking, using Google and looking this word all around the world in English, well, it's not popular, and sometimes people just, they don't know what does it mean. Didactics, okay, but ontodidactics. But tragedy is that this ontodidactics today is approximately at the same level as it was last century, at this year, 1973. Past, also past. Excuse me, I'm not going to tell, to discuss many, many topics I have discussed already with you, not with you personally, but here in this nice auditorium. These are some also publications, and this is 206, a proceedings of Yachta Symposium, well, Tartu. Then, again, proceedings here in Lithuania, Šiauliai, 2007, 2009, and finally 2011, its last symposium was held in Riga. Well, this is history, therefore I'm saying it's past. And I'm not going to repeat all this, what is already told to you. And now, present. Today I'm leaving this conference in this afternoon because I'm involved in project. And you see, there are very, very some hard period of time. We are going to finish project. And it's my duty, I'm leader of this one project. I need to go back to Riga. Sorry, excuse me. Well, dear ladies, there will be no possibility for us to dance this nice evening. But these are projects. And what we are trying, I'm trying maybe to do, to go from general theories down to real life, to real practice. But sometimes real practice is very bad. I feel that there is no need for me. It's too general ideas and so on. Life is too simple. I would say not simple, this is a good word. But we are looking for supermarkets. We are living somewhere in virtual life, somewhere upstairs. Who needs physicists? Who needs physics today in Lithuania, in Latvia, in other small countries? No, it's a problem. It's a problem. And if there are some problems coming from life, real life, then there are twice problems for us as educators at all levels. And, okay, the main guideline is science subjects, chemistry, biology, and so on, must be studied scientifically. Physics content, this is my definition of physics, not for small children, but for upper secondary school and, of course, students. It's scientific theory. Don't be afraid this word, theory. When we are thinking, we are producing theories. And small babies, they are so creative. So these are so interesting from this point. And then, later on, they are losing this normal situation. Because our real life is real life, and it goes against these natural tendencies of small children. Scientific theory of real world, what is an interaction motion? Motion is the main word for physics, and not only for physics, but for physics number one. And these are studies for our real life practice to satisfy our actual needs. And that's what I am asking. Who needs physics today? Ask your school children. There is no difficult answer. No. Who needs in Lithuania? In Latvia? No answer in Latvia. Okay, I would not like to say nobody needs. But we need the supermarkets, we need banking, we need euro, we are changing money, so on. We need business. But why do we need physics, chemistry, biology, sciences? Yeah, we need doctors. Yes, thanks God, we need doctors still. But do we need constructors? Do we need some technicians, high-level technicians? Some people say, yes, we need. But they don't have jobs in Latvia. They are forced to move far away, sometimes even over the ocean. And they are really very successful there. What's the sense to study physics in Latvia and then to travel far away to other countries? This is the problem. Physics methodology, fundamental and applied scientific research of physical phenomena. This is physics methodology, not physics education, first time. But later on, I will tell you that, excuse me, this methodology must be taken also down to this education. And we need also this educational scientific research of physical phenomena in our schools. And my granddaughters, they are fundamental scientists, small babies still, because they are doing fundamental research of real physical phenomena all around them. Later on, we are starting to study books, and so on. We are losing real life, and so on and so on. These are such terms in this picture. Now, I'd like just to show, I think I have shown this picture also in Riga, this symposium, but nevertheless, this is a very fundamental picture. Genesis of educational physics or physics education. Be careful. We can say educational physics. The main word is physics. Physics. But when I'm saying physics education, the main word is education. What's better? Educational physics or physics education? They both are very good, but nevertheless a little bit different. Because if you are still physicist, you are saying, okay, educational physics. If you are coming from pedagogy, from this area, you say, oh, this is just physics, it's subject, yeah, but main thing is pedagogy. And today, in our country, there is a problem. We don't have change of generations. And there are many physics teachers who are not prepared for physics teaching enough. No, because there is lack of teachers. The problem is that they were weak, very, very weak in physics. And physicists, well, they are working in banks now, and in other, they have went away to other countries, and there is lack of physics teachers who are very well educated in this subject area, plus really education, psychology, and so on and so on. And you see, this educational physics or physics education in the center, physics comes from upstairs down. It's fundamental and applied physics. These both physics are working for educational physics. From downstairs, education comes up. And there's a great difference. It's, if it's education, it's not only teaching, learning. Education is a much wider notion or concept. And it's education and methodology. How we are reaching this education. And education, it means as life experience for life. Dear colleagues, education, it doesn't matter what subject. Life experience for life. Okay, life experience. For what life? And this is problem. For what life? Today. Our country, we don't know where we're going, where our life is going. And therefore some problems are arising. What education do we need for this life? We don't know what life, so we don't know also what to do in this physics, or chemistry, or biology, or maybe any other subjects too. So, and it comes from downstairs, management of education, content. Teachers are not developing content of education. Teachers like piano players, they are great people. But who is composing music? Okay, there are some great teachers, of course. They are trying also to do this, but it's not their job. They are paid to work with people. But there must be some people, academic people, at the universities, at special institutions, who are studying life, who are studying and asking and giving answer, searching answer for the question, what physics do we need today for tomorrow life? This is a problem. And of course, left and right side, physics teachers and physics education, we need also some pretty good knowledge and not only skills in philosophy, because physics terms, all these concepts are very philosophical. And also, if you are not prepared in physics and philosophy, then, well, it's not very interesting for children. But if you are saying time, space, these are philosophical concepts. But look our textbooks. There is no definitions. What does it mean? We all are using these words. But what does it mean? And psychology, of course, too. Thinking, excuse me, this psychology. Or this brain based and so on. This is psychology, really. That's right, yeah. Go. And this picture is very, very important for realization and to understand what's going on today. All problems we can see in this picture. A square of physics general concepts. Bodies and motion. Okay, this is content of physics. Bodies, one, two, three, or many bodies, and motion of these bodies, and also interaction of these bodies, interaction also of these electromagnetic waves, and they are also moving. So, this is content, bodies and motion. And how do we research these bodies and this motion of these bodies? Factology or phenomenology, maybe it's in English better say phenomenology, states of motion, states, then differences, and later there will be integrals, and space and time. This is factology. And all these fundamental concepts are discussed there. And later on we'll say, well, but why this body is moving? Why? It's causality. And there again, interaction of bodies, we need to discuss these steps, and fundamental philosophical terms, force and energy. And the point is that there is no force and there is no energy in real life. These are only concepts. Concepts. Psychology. We are reflecting real world within our consciousness. But sometimes we are acting like in this schizophrenia. We are mixing together, well, what's real and what we are in our mind. We need to help our children not to become in such situation. And I'm going to conclude this. Future! In reality, I'm going back home. And this is reality what we are doing in this our project. But excuse me, we're working for future. We need new generation of teachers and so on, and we need to educate them also in different way. I have three students today, now. Three students, mathematicians, they are already teachers. No, but because there are no from physics department coming. Well, these nice ladies are saying, okay, I would like also to deliver this physics subject. Why not? And look, introduction, a lot of philosophy. 10th grade, for 10th grade pupils, we need to discuss on the basis of their previous life experience. Not to start from these abstract notions, but they are about 16 years old. They have 16th year life experience. And on this base, we can, on this play game base, We need to start serious conversation, serious study of real world. And then real physics, three parts, the macro, micro, and mega. It's very obvious situation. And in macro world also, mechanics, electricity, radiation, the heat phenomena, they are included in mechanics, because if something is moving within the body, okay, no, this is motion, the same motion. But we can also say mechanics, heat, electricity, and radiation. But this is such. And then this is content, physical content. And what we need to do? We need to study effectology and causality. And causality is the main point. Why? I don't know. In Latvia, after communist system crashed, physicists took power. Oh, presidents, bank presidents, and so on. Why? Because of thinking. They were not specialists. And they did a lot of mistakes, maybe. But they tried to do their best. That's also. And if you are going to factor, okay, let's go to mechanics. Start with factology, space, time, and all this mathematics, and mathematics, obligatory mathematics. Physics without mathematics is nonsense. Factology. Then we are going to causality. Then we are going back again to factology, but electricity. Then again, causality of electrical phenomena. Then again, radiation. And what, from pedagogical point of view, you know, is a repetition. Factology, causality, factology, causality, and later on you are more or less prepared for real life. Because you are always looking for facts, okay? What are causes? And if you are following such a scheme, and conclusion, well, this is again philosophy, sociology, so on. We need to discuss problem of Sakharov, problems of those guys, because physicists is physicists, but they are living also in different societies, and we must discuss also these problems. And finally is, okay, but look on this picture, left side, it's St. Peter Church. And what I'm saying, what cognition, consideration, behavior, well, this is such steps when we are how we are acting, but we are starting from the lower level, from street level, yes. Then we are moving up the first floor, second floor. Red, it means consideration. We have cognized something, we are considering. And we are considering this on this, at this level. Later on, maybe this is a primary school. Okay, yeah, primary school. This is maybe secondary school level. This is higher education level. So, and we need to go upstairs, step by step. Step by step. And then, of course, not to stay here, but go back down to real life. And then if you need, go again and go higher. Don't use elevator. Don't use elevator. We need to go step by step, step by step. It's difficult, it's much more easier to drink Pepsi Cola and to eat pizza and so on and so on. But, you know, if we are consumers in European society now, so, and it was a very nice picture you showed. This is bad company we are now included. But what you do, we are here in Europe. But Europe, it's something not very good. Let's look for other countries, for countries going up. This is problem. And so, up and down, and forward. And this is also past, present, and future. Forward. Thank you very much for your attention. Sincerely yours, Uncle Anders.
Thank you very much. Do we have questions on the floor? Any questions? No questions? The same was a very...
We are thinking about...
Thinking and very philosophical is education on science. Was it science for education that's Yeah. I mean, sometimes making it too easy for learners. I don't know. There's some food for thought. Working with the crowds, being in with the European Union, is it always good? Food for thought is beautiful. Any questions? Yes.
Sorry if I may one question, a little bit provocative. You speak about physics and about education, maybe pedagogy, maybe education.
Pedagogy is just a tool to get education.
That's right. You said that physics must make step down and after up. Pedagogy must. It's a little bit mechanical explanation. Pedagogy education must go up and after down.
What does it mean down? Down means that you are coming from abstract theories down to real life. But that's what I mean.
Yes, okay.
But down, it's
you,
not.
You don't mean.
No. I don't mean what you mean now. No. We are going up, cognizing, then we are thinking about, considering, and then we are going back to real life. We are like birds. We are going up.
In physics and pedagogy too.
Yeah.
It's the same.
It's upstairs, these are theories.
Yes.
Pedagogical theories. If you are very good, excellent in pedagogical theories, it's nothing. Okay, you are very excellent, but you need to go back down stairs. To real life.
Yes, I understand.
That's the point. Yes, this green line going down back to green life.
Okay.
Yeah, and blue line is going upstairs.
During evening time.
Thanks for a nice question. Yes.
Okay, but we have different people, and some of them prefer to stay continuously or permanently.
Some of them.
Yeah. And some of them prefer to stay down.
Yes, and not to go upstairs.
Yeah. But the problem is that not majority, but maybe some part of teachers do not prefer to go up and down. Mm. They're staying somewhere.
Maybe some. But tragedy is that these people, they would like to go upstairs. But there are many other situations all around in real life. They can't realize this.
Yes, but if we prefer to go up, and teach us not.
Well, that's right, yeah. And, excuse me, the main problem now, at least in Latvia, I think maybe in other countries, is what we are doing at the university. We are teachers of teachers. And many professors are not very good.
Staying down.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are maybe living somewhere upstairs. And they don't know that what's going in real school, in real life. But some are really have never been upstairs.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I am very rough, but
I just want to share you a quick story. When I started at university, and in 2007, I'm doing primary school mathematics methodology. And one of the students or the classrooms came to me afterwards and said, "Sir, we can see you're not a doctor or a professor." And I said, "Why? Because you can explain very well." Mm-hmm. And that was irony, actually, if you think of it. I said, "Well, the professors live up there. They can't explain. They can't come up down to our level and pick us up and take us step by step. They think we must immediately be there where they are.
Looking for Nobel Prize."
Yeah. And I think that's what you're trying to say. It's actually, if you're a professor, you actually profess that you know a lot, but you should also profess that you can take the others with you.
Yeah.
And scaffold the
help them.
Giving
hand and low.
Exactly.
Go upstairs.
Exactly.
But at the same time, later, after these lectures and so on, we are all together going down to real life.
Yes.
Together too. Again. Together. Pedagogy is cooperation. And it's very stupid terminology, student or pupil-centered pedagogy. Partnership. Well, let's dance. I'd like to dance with you. Okay. Where's that? But nothing happened. We are partners. Partners. But nothing is happening. We need to decide who would be the leader. Usually men. In partnership, we are not in the center. You are not in the center. I'm not in the center. In the center is the goal. Common goal. You would like to dance. I would like to dance. Common goal. And not persons. Not teacher. Not pupil. But let us think about this.
Just tell us what's the name of the concept, the guidance, so that we can keep it here.
Yeah.
What is that funny concept? Student-centered learning. Yeah.
We need common goal.
Yeah.
And usually professor has one goal, and pupils don't have this goal. They don't have common goal, and nothing happens. No dance. We can then start dancing.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Thank you. Thank you.